Princeton president's claim that school is racist prompts federal probe. By Tom Sicata on September 18, 2020. The Department of Education announced this week that it is investigating Princeton University in response to a claim by Princeton president Christopher Ice Gruber that racism is embedded in the structures of the university. According to a report by the Washington Examiner, Princeton University is facing an investigation by the Department of Education over comments made by Princeton President Christopher Ice Gruber in a letter sent to the Princeton community at the beginning of September. Racist assumptions from the past also remain embedded in structures of the university itself, Ice Gruber wrote on September 2. For example, Princeton inherits from earlier generations at least 9 departments and programs organized around European languages and culture, but only a single, relatively small program in African studies. In a letter sent to Princeton, the Department of Education announced that it has launched an investigation into the university's self-professed culture of racial discrimination. The Department of Education states that Princeton could have violated federal law if it knowingly lied about the extent to which discrimination takes place at the university. Based on its admitted racism, the U.S. Department of Education Department is concerned Princeton's non-discrimination and equal opportunity assurances in its program participation agreements from at least 2013 to the present may have been false. The department is further concerned Princeton perhaps knew, or should have known, these assurances were false at the time they were made. Finally, the department is further concerned Princeton's many non-discrimination and equal opportunity claims to students, parents, and consumers in the market for education certificates may have been false, misleading, and actionable substantial misrepresentations in violation of 20 U.S.C. Section 1094 C.3b, and 34 CFR 668.71c. Therefore, the Department's Office of Post-Secondary Education, in consultation with the Department's Office of the General Counsel, is opening this investigation. Breitbart News reported in August that Princeton University would permit international students from China to use code names during the fall semester. The decision was prompted by concerns that public criticism of the Chinese government could lead to imprisonment upon their return to their home country. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.